If there was one day in between the festival and Shabbos, meaning that the festival fell either on Thursday or fell on Monday, so there was one day in between. Okay, and in this scenario, so all of the groups were coming up to Jerusalem. If the festival, so they might have come, let's say the festival's on Monday, they could have come on the Sunday, all the Kohanim, but quite a few of them would have arrived on the Friday. Okay, so there would be some extra Kohanim around at that time, but not all of them, because some would come on the Sunday. So in this case, Mishmar Shezmano Kavua, the watchers that it was their turn over there, Hayunotel Esechalus, they would take 10 of the loaves, and then Vahamis Akev Notel Shtam, those Kohanim, the other Kohanim, they would take 2. So they would take 2 of the loaves and share it amongst the Kohanim who had come a little bit early or who were staying a little bit late because of the festival. Which I am Musashana, now comes the normal case that of how did they divide up these 12 loaves of bread on a normal day. It says the Mishnah, Nichnas Noitel Shesh, the group coming in would take 6, Vayotze Noitel Shesh, and the group that was going out took 6. Because on Shabbos was when they would switch. They would actually, the two groups would switch on Shabbos. So the incoming group would take 6 and the outgoing group would take 6 of the showbreads. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he says, Anichnas Noitel Sheva, he disagreed. He said the group coming in would take 7, Vayotze Noitel Chamesh, and the group going out would take 5. Anichnas Cholkin B'tzafon, everyone agrees, whichever way, that the group coming in would divide up the showbreads amongst their group in the north. In the north was where they slaughtered the Kodesh Kedoshim, the holy animals. So that was like they were coming in, right? So they were, so they got to get, they divide up their showbreads in a kind of more holy area, more important area. Vayotze Bedarim, but the group that was leaving, so they would divide up their showbreads in the south because there was nothing really happening in the south. They were leaving the temple now, so they divide up their showbread in a less important area. Bilga, la'olam chalekes bedarim, but the group of Bilga, the watch of Bilga, they always divide up their showbread in the south. The tabata kavun, also their ring was fixed into the ground. There were rings that they used to, when they put the animals on the floor, there was a ring that they had to hold the neck of the animal so that they could slaughter it more easily. Their ring was fixed to the ground so that they couldn't use their ring. This was a punishment, we'll see now why. The chalona stumen, also their alcove was closed up. It was an alcove where they kept their knives. And it was to make life easier for them. So why? The different opinions in the two different opinions in the Gemara why this group was punished. The first opinion is that they were tardy in coming for their service, right? They were always late, and so eventually the punishment was instituted for them. And there was another opinion that there was an incident with a woman called Miriam Bas Bilga, a woman who was from this group, and she married out. She married a Greek officer, and when the Greeks came into the temple, so this woman came with them, and she like went up onto the altar, and she jumped up and down on the altar and stamped her feet and said to the altar, how long will you continue to consume the property of Israel and not stand by them in the hour of the need? So she was like very disparaging. And because of this woman, so the whole group was punished in these three ways that we've mentioned over here. Harian Aleichem Maseches Sukkah.